The long-standing conventional wisdom among developers is Jacksonville's urban core can't support retail. But Brooklyn's success is proving that wrong. National chains like Panera and Chipotle are about to move into that neighborhood just southwest of downtown. I'm Jessica Palumbo, and that's what Ennis Davis tells us this week in The Jackson on WJCT. Ennis, the wisdom was retail is just not going to do great in the urban core, and people would actually point to Brooklyn as an example of that because of the colossal failure that 220 Riverside was. Explain that, and why is that changing?
Well, in 2015, 220 Riverside opened with a lot of grand celebration and promotion of this being something that would change the area.
This was Unity Plaza.
Several upscale restaurants that would open in front Unity Plaza, which would be filled with a number of events. However, by May of 2018, all of that had closed. One of the challenges with 220 Riverside is that many of those retailers could not be seen from the street. And visibility is a major driver of retail. The ease of parking is another concern.
Right. You didn't really know exactly where to turn in, and then the parking was behind it, and you had to cross a street to get to the things. So fast forward to today, you have occasional things still closing in that area, but a lot more is being planned to be built.
So while 220 Riverside has struggled, next door there is Brooklyn Station, which is one of the successful retail centers of its size and compares pretty well with similar prototypes across the city. You can see the restaurants and the retail. You have an anchor tenant in Fresh Market. And what's come of that retail center is because Brooklyn's a centralized location that has convenient access to Interstate 10 and Interstate 95, it's pulling in a customer base that's much larger than just the downtown core. So residents from Riverside, residents from San Marco, the South Bank, and other neighborhoods surrounding the downtown area are visiting this particular center.
Just try to go to Burrito Gallery for lunch. Just try to get a parking spot.
So as a result, this year, we're looking at as much as 26,000 square feet of additional retail. A portion of that will be on the ground floor of Vista Brooklyn, which is a 10-story mixed-use building. And there's also the 12,000 square foot retail center just to the other side of Brooklyn Station. So by the end of the year, pretty much this 26,000 square feet of additional retail space.
So what does Brooklyn's evolution tell us about the urban core as a whole?
The story of Brooklyn pretty much should tell us that we shouldn't look at downtown in general as an island. Downtown alone may have, say, 5,000 residents, but really if you go within a 3-mile radius outside of downtown, that number increases to about 75,000 or 80,000 people. So when you plan for what can happen in downtown from a mobility standpoint, from a retail standpoint, a residential standpoint, you should look at the core as a holistic group of complementing neighborhoods that are all walkable, that connect together. And as such, the market is much larger than the central business district.
That's Ennis Davis, and there's more on the changes in Brooklyn at thejackson.org. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and this is The Jackson on WJCT.
Support for The Jackson on WJCT comes from the Jacksonville Police and Fire Pension Fund.